Everybody, we're back. Ace Bud's back again this week. I'm your handsome host, Rise Like Phoenix. To my right is the very good-looking Max Barracuda.
I would say more, if not equal to, handsome.
And, I don't know about more. Giant Shock.
Got my quarters on the game. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. This week, we open up a new discussion forum, which I hope you guys will send in some things to actually have this work. We also answer a ton of questions about the Xbox One and Fantasy Glitch is back. But right now, we're going to talk about what we're playing this week.
What are you playing at? Just on Nintendo. Just the flavor of the
week. Now playing.
I'll go first. I finished up, finally, Saints Row. There was a lot more in that game than I thought there was. A lot of jokes to other games.
That's a good
Did
thing.
It end hilariously?
Oh, epic. Epic. But I'll let you guys know, the other Saints, when you save them, are trapped in their own personal hells. One of them was a 2D side-scroller called Saints of Rage, and it was bowled on just like the game. And there's a lot of nods to that, to different games in there. I'm not going to ruin them all, but that was my favorite.
When you say they're in their own personal hell, did like was it...
They're all trapped.
Was
in, like,
the aliens, or was it actually hell?
No. Well, the aliens set them in that Matrix-like state. And you had to free them, so to speak.
Like, but Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey style?
Something like that.
That's right where my mind went to.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of them being chased by an Easter Bunny?
No. But they were all equally hilarious and usually game... orientated. So it was a cool nod to all the other games out there. I also got to get my hands on it. I didn't buy it, but I was down at the Game Hut, and I got to get my hands on the new Splinter Cell, the Blacklist. They did exactly what I've been saying games should do when they get a little stale, because I think we were all getting tired of that Sam Fisher crawling around on a pipe.
Oh, no way,
you know,
man.
Jumping back. I know. But, the last game, they're a little ahead of the curve on what we've been talking about, Saints Row diverging from the path and whatnot. The last game, they diverged from the path, and the last Splinter Cell Conviction was a little more action-y, kind of like an Uncharted or something. There was a little sneaking, but it kind
of
took
a bunch of sneaking in there.
Not as much, though.
You had some good fight scenes which broke up the monotony, but it was still primarily sneaking around.
I don't think so. I think that there was a lot of... I mean, I don't want to ruin the end, but the end, there was, like, virtually no sneaking. It was running around the White House.
Yeah,
you know? True. I can't really ruin a game after...
It's been out for a while now.
After it gets a sequel, I don't think you can ruin it.
Yeah,
but
I think the statute's up here.
But the end, you're just running around, and that's because it was actually... They brought on members of Tom Clancy Rainbow Six on to help develop the game with the action, because they decided to beef it up, and... This one, they went back a little more towards the stealth, and I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the stealth again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kind of revived my thing. Plus, they have this awesome thing where Sam makes a noise without getting too boring. He'll make a noise or when you press a button to get the guys to come at you.
Yeah, a little knock on the wall or something.
You can record your own noises and download them onto the... So, there are some videos on YouTube.
Like, boy,
yeah. But they'll react the same. So
I wonder what that was.
It's actually pretty fun. And they always have a fun... I didn't get my hands on the multiplayer mode. I just got to test it out in the store. Game Hut, by the way, just so everyone knows, in the New York area, lets you test any game. They have test spots. So if you got the time, of course, I like hanging out there. So I hung out and tried it out a little bit. But now that it's back, I'm feeling it. I'm going to buy it. I just ran in real quick, but
a guy like me who basically is not very patient, like I just kind of like running through stuff, could I play it, or is it more like you gotta kind of like just sit back and...
If it's anything like the last one's not for you.
Yeah because I had bought one of those things, man, and it was just like, man, I got in that frustrated mode where you literally have to wait for guys to turn around and walk around. I just basically, even in Assassin's Creed, which is a game about sneaking, I just kind of did my own thing.
Well, again, going back to Saints Row really made fun of... There was a secret agent that you have to... That's kind of like your presidential bodyguard, and you have to go save her. And she... you have to go through her own personal hell, which was a mission gone wrong. And it's very, very... it's a very heavy satire of Metal Gear. Like, all the guards are walking along and they're muttering to themselves, why they paid me to walk the same road all night? I don't know. And it's just very funny. You know, they're like, oh, they have this giant laser grid, and they're like, oh, I'm going to have to go through that? And she's like, no. Most of these complexes have a very shitty air duct system that you can crawl through. And it's just, it was, and they diverged from the regular third person into, like, a crouched type thing. They really worked on these sections of the games, and it was fun. But back to Splinter Cell, it looks like it's great. Michael Ironside is no longer, unfortunately, the voice of Sam Fisher.
So why is that? We talked about that weeks ago. Why?
Right, I looked that up because I knew we were talking about that, and I was curious myself.
I'm anxious to know because I love his voice.
Well, they said that they're doing the body movement mapping, mm-hmm. and they're doing face mapping, and they wanted a voice actor to be able to actually act the scene out so that the face and the voice rang true.
So he's performing the whole thing.
Michael Ironside was getting a little too old to do that. What they were doing for Sam is they had three different actors, a face guy, and they said that it just looked a little off to them. And then they were playing around the studio with one guy doing it, and they were like, this is so much better. Let's get a new Sam. You know?
All right.
I understand it.
I guess. It's a shame to depart this late in the series.
Right.
And kind of jarring.
Is a character that does the voice have to match the character at this point?
At this point, the voice is kind of iconic to him. Yeah,
you know,
I thought so. Anyway.
You know what I would like to see? I would like to see a passing of the baton, like Sam maybe is
Sam
his
with
boss.
A new guy.
Yeah,
like
what if they did like in a stupid way where they're like
right?
Where they made him a cyborg?
No. Where like he took a bullet to the throat. And it's like, my voice is forever changed. Like, I don't know, like, so
this is a Simpsons episode?
Like,
yeah.
How that happens to Mo every once in a while, he gets handsome.
Yeah. Just so, like, they're acknowledging it, sort of. We're like, oh, man, his voice is different.
No such
way. I don't know, maybe they do. I didn't get to play that medium cut of it, but anyway.
He gets a karate chop to the throat. Now he's all smooth sound. Yeah.
He's like, he sounds very Jewish, like, oh, yeah!
Was
Jewish?
What are you playing, Giant?
The new map pack for Call of Duty Zombies came out, and it was actually a cool time period to pick. They picked World War One, and I'm thinking about this, 1,000 World War Two games, really not any World War One games, and it's pretty brutal war and has all the trenches and all that stuff. My big problem with it is just so much stuff you have to collect, and I have no idea where I'm going. Another cool thing about it is it shows you how like everything started with the zombies, and like the Germans were at World War One were looking for, a way to like I guess use that.
The Germans
in World War One.
Yes.
Were the bad guys in World War?
Yes, they were.
The more
the Kaiser.
Know. The more you know.
Kaiser Wilhelm.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm a little baffled. All right, was it yes? Anyway, the Germans were looking for like I guess relics and stuff like that, and anyway they unlocked like some Templar Knight shit and. So like every once in a while when like magic happens, all the Templar Knight zombies come at you, which I think is pretty cool. It's like that's a lot of like legends about that the Templar Knights doing. Like,
oh, that's an interesting little
right. So
tidbit.
That basically starts the zombie-ness in at least in the Call of Duty world, and the fucking Germans got this giant robot that I haven't figured out how to get into, but there's some way supposedly you can get into the robot and start fucking up stuff.
Oh, it's actually a usable mech.
Yeah, it just walks around the board and every once in a while steps on you. So it's just like, right now, to me, it's an annoying obstacle.
This sounds really historically accurate.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's very historically accurate. I imagine this is how it all went down. But, it's gotten pretty intense with, like, I had to make a record player that you got to put in front of, like, the Templar symbol, and that brings you to a different like warp world, whatever, where you get to collect other parts. And eventually, you get to make these staffs, which I haven't figured out all the stuff how to make the staffs yet, because there's no, like, real, like, direction how to make one. And they're supposed to be like just boss weapons, and like they have a tank that runs around the whole board. It's like a playground. It's a lot of fun because a lot of the other Call of Duty zombies boards are basically just the board itself, and you trying to lock down a particular area and and upgrading your weapons. When this is just a lot of fun, the whole board's a lot of fun.
This sounds more fun to me than regular zombies,
yeah.
Which is like survive until you just don't feel like it anymore.
No, plus I haven't even figured out there's this little girl that's talking the whole time, being like, oh, you have to help me. I'm in this other universe, blah, blah, blah. You have to uncover the truth. And then there's this German scientist guy who's basically saying, like, we only have a certain amount of time to do this, blah, blah, blah. I'm not sure if there's even...
This sounds like a lot going on.
It's a
for one map.
Dude, yeah. It's a lot. There's a lot of shit going on. And I'll get in my fantasy glitch. I'm going to tell you my fantasy glitch for that later. But I was thoroughly enjoyable. The last couple maps they came out with were kind of like, you know, whatever. But this one I thought they did a really good job on. And just even the setting is really good. It's just dark and rainy out. And it gives you that, like, you know, horror look to it, you know? Mm. So okay. I'm going to move
like
on.
Like grayish tones and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Plus, again, you have, you know, the World War One era zombies, and you have three guys. You have a Japanese guy, a British guy, and a German dude, and they have, like, you know, funny names and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Max,
I'm still doing Turtles. Still right. On Turtles. I found that survival mode and arcade mode are excellent time killers.
I haven't got to the arcade mode yet. What's in the arcade mode?
It plays like an old school arcade version.
Oh, really? Like the side scroll?
Just walk down the street beating up foot soldiers and awesome. Shit. But the more you upgrade your characters, the more fun the game is, because you'll keep seeing moves you've never seen before. And I love that. Like, the tag team moves, mm-hmm. the shell shock moves, I think they call them, are just awesome. And okay. when you're just getting a good combo going, and next thing you know, you flip a guy in the air as Raphael and Donatello hits him to the ground, and then Michelangelo lands on him, it's pretty sweet, especially when you don't see it coming.
Do they have different achievements for beating the whole game, like with one turtle, for example? Or...
Not that I've noticed.
It's, okay.
The achievements okay. I've gotten have been like, beat this many guys with this turtle.
I'm just trying to get a beat the story feel mode. For the replay mode, like replay value.
Well, what I like about it is you have your story mode, which is short, but then they allow you to do other things. Survival mode's a lot of fun, where you just go wave after wave after wave of bad guys. Mm-hmm. Just go as long as you can, get as high a score, and you can use your points to level up. So they give you enough. I mean, it's not the greatest game in the world when it comes to that, but they give you enough that it's worth the price.
Before we get off the subject of the turtles, I'm just so jealous of, like, kids nowadays. I went to buy a present for a child, you know, this last weekend, and I'm in the Lego section, and they had Ninja Turtle Legos. And it was like the coolest thing in the world to me, man.
I know, I would have killed for this.
Oh, God, I got to inform you. Every single time I go with my kids to pick out a toy at Toys R Us, I always go up to the counter, and my wife always gives me that look, and it's like, right, one of them's for me. You're right. Toys R Us actually has a diesel section of adult video game, like, action figures.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
They were starting to do that a while ago.
Before yeah. the one closed down by me, they had the Walking... Well, that's not a video game, but the Walking Dead action figures, and they got brains busting out, like, you know, zombie... It's like, they're
yeah,
they're
and there's no warning. Hey, adult. No, like, there's no beaded curtain, like, in the old
Blockbuster. If I was a little kid, though, I would love that but, so
remember
much.
We were kids, they had... remember the Tortured Souls? And that was a straight up, like...
The McFarlane one?
Yeah, McFarlane. That was straight up, like...
Well, those were teenage years, anyway.
Yeah, but I'm saying, those are in Toys R Us.
Those are still in Toys R Us. Well, they have Bioshock and different toys yeah. now. Masks and...
I gotta hit up a Toys R Us.
It's fun. They have Gears of War toys and...
The Gears of War ones are awesome. But every time I go there, the only one that's left...
The head pop Locust?
No, it's like Dom in the Locust gear from number two. I'm like, what? And I look in the back and I see all the cool ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where are just the regular Gears? And, like, where's the...
I got the two Mighty Mugs. Yeah. I just pointed this out because I know you collect the Mighty Mugs.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, which characters you got? Dom
and Marcus.
Mm.
Yeah. They come with two little floating.
You know who would look really cool? I think the regular Locust guys would look pretty cute like that. Like they just.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But they got Bioshock toys? I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah. And the Spicer's masks for little
but
kids.
But like Infinite
wear?
Or is it old?
All man? Of them.
Cause
all
can of them. I get like a Booker DeWitt or a.
You can get Booker and.
A Big Daddy.
And a big
any
game.
Series,
no.
All they're gonna have left is like Splicer number three.
Does Assassin's Creed get any?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed's got them too.
Any video game series that's worth its salt always has
any franchise anyway. Yeah. We gotta have some good stuff.
All right. Anyway, let's hit the news because I got a big meaty section that I want to talk to you guys about the Xbox, and I have that new discussion point at the end of the news that I want to start hitting.
News, everyone. Don't need money. Bad news, everyone.
Anyway, I don't mind. You not heard?
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
That just made me sad because it reminded me that Futurama ended this week.
Final episode.
Yeah, it did.
Ever.
Yep.
Yeah. Again.
I'll
be back.
I got it DVR'd, but don't spoil it.
I won't. It's a good one.
Okay. Anyway, Xbox came out with a ton of answers, a flood of information this week. I sifted through a bunch of the crap because there was a lot of wait and see, and we'll add that later.
Mm-hmm.
So I just came out with the facts, and first fact, November 22nd.
Yep.
I didn't see that coming. A week after PlayStation, I would have bet my entire house on the fact that they were going to come out November 5th with Call of Duty.
Nah, they weren't going to change their shit for Call of Duty.
Not just for Call of Duty.
Well, they weren't going to change it. They didn't announce it yet. I just figured that's when they would come out with it.
I'm not shocked.
No? A week after?
It's still pre-holiday. That's what they're aiming for.
It's the anniversary of when Xbox 360 came out.
Exactly. And now all your Black Friday folk can run out and get it.
I mean, regardless, you're not going to find one in a store. I mean, everyone talks about, like, oh, they're competing, but, I mean, those two really got a good hold of the market. I mean,
right.
For first 2 months, you're not going to find one in the store. If you didn't pre-order it, you're going to have to wait for a little bit. Especially the Xbox One, because I heard they were having problems keeping up with their scheduled...
upgraded the CPU in it.
Well, they were supposed to be at a certain point that they have not met yet, so they're behind schedule as far as making them.
Right, but at the same time... just letting everyone know they upgraded the CPU, which was really the only thing that... Not the only thing. I don't want to say the only thing, but a big thing that PlayStation had on them. Mm. And now both machines run very identical.
But any delays make me nervous.
Similar.
Because when they rush something out after delay, that's how you end up with problems like a Red Ring.
Okay, but at the same, in the same breath, they're coming out November 22nd. I know a week's not a ton of time, but... If it would have said November 5th with all these delays, maybe I would have been a little more...
I don't think it matters, because we're talking manufacturing time. We're not talking
development time. Talking about 7-day difference. It's not a huge deal.
It's not big.
Well, I'm talking 14-day difference, because I could have sworn they were going to come out a week before.
Well, it takes more than 14 days to make and ship all these units. That's
You're correct.
Point.
Correct. Anyway, they came out with a ton of answers on the Xbox, so I want to go over a couple of those now. First off, will you be able to sign in to the Xbox 360 and Xbox One on the same account at the same time? What do you fellas think?
Don't think so.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you will.
Yeah. Yeah. If you got one in your bedroom.
Well, I figured it'd be because it still acts as your account. You know, like.
Right. Right. But you move your 360 to your bedroom, which is what I'm going to do, and then put the one in the living room, and you can sign on to both
at the same time, though.
Yeah.
Now, does your gamer profile leak over?
Yes.
Gamer points.
Yep.
Achievement scores.
Your achievement
points. Of how many Xboxes can you can have your account on at the same time?
Just one Xbox 360 and one Xbox One.
All right.
Your achievement points go over, and if you buy a game on 360 or Xbox One, different achievements, most likely.
Okay. Interesting.
I kind of want them to just carry over in general. Just keep my whatever I have now, like 30,000.
No, that will carry over the points themselves. But that'll be your account. You now have an Xbox account on 360 and One. It's just an expanded account. Also, an expanded buddy list. They're also said, and this is just me telling you what they said that they're adding, which they're going to add categories like work friends and this and that, so you know.
Oh, something I won't use. Okay.
So you could label them all?
Oh, I'll totally use it.
No, I mean...
It's like an old AOL buddy list.
No, I like the fact that you could do that. I actually got annoyed when I back in the day when I was playing with more than just my friends. I had like almost maxed out. I had like 100, right? And then every 2 seconds, someone was either signing on or offline.
I think it's only 50 right now.
No, it's like 100, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can have up to 100 on your thing. On your friends list.
I think it's 50.
No, I mean, cause I have a couple of
anyway,
people I know.
Anyway, we'll keep on.
But anyway, so it got to be like anytime anyone signed on and off, like, it'd be like every 2 seconds. So I just cut it down to just people I know. I have about like 30 people now.
Right, well, they're saying that the categories will fix that. The categories, you can have people in the category of alert me when they sign on or don't alert me.
Brian is correct.
100
is the max.
I never maxed mine out.
According to Xbox.com.
I keep a lean 30. All right, well, thanks. Anyway, also, will your rep be carried over? Now, you guys both know, I told you guys last week that they're going to have a rep system that actually matters.
Rep system.
So if you have a bad reputation, is that going to carry over, and are you going to be automatically...
I don't even really care
in the bad
rep. It doesn't really reflect your gameplay so much. People just like will hate.
No, but if you have a bad rep right now, are you going to sign on to Xbox One and find out immediately that you are in the avoid list? What do you guys think?
I hope they do, because I don't want to go to Xbox One and have to avoid a whole bunch of people I already avoided.
It's a valid point.
I'm not talking about your personal avoid list. I'm talking about...
The reputation
list.
The negative reputation.
Right. Does everyone get a fresh, clean
start?
I
think they're
going to
give
them
a fresh start.
Probably.
Why wouldn't they?
Not everybody. Anyone who's been very recently...
If you're real shitty.
Right. If anyone has recently been given multiple foul reports by Xbox Live Enforcement Team, then you will be starting with Needs Work. Nobody's going to be starting on Avoid, but they will be starting on Needs Work.
I mean, I know this might be some type of fantasy glitch, but, you know, in honor of football season, if you do something foul online, they should blow the whistle, throw a flag at you, and, like, your reputation points should go down.
I would like to get, like, something sent to you. That would be fun.
Like, Xbox referee comes in just, like, being a jerk online, fucking 15-point penalty.
I'd like to see some kind of Bill Gates set up like Newman from Jurassic Park with the
I'd love that.
Yeah, when you try to sign on. Anyway, does your Xbox DVR?
Oh, no.
I thought they said yes, that it was going to.
I don't really see a reason then why I have to plug my TV into my Xbox.
Well, it's a mixed bag. It will DVR games when you want it to.
Okay.
When you're playing.
Games or TV?
Both. I kind of threw that out right there. It will not DVR your TV.
That's all right.
You're still going to have to work with your DVR of your regular TV. They say it will work with it, so hopefully the voice command will, hey, DVR this, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Was it a...
we all have DVRs.
They were very vague about
it. I have a DVR,
it.
And at this point, every website streams the fucking... every website of every channel streams their shit like almost the day after, so it's like I almost don't even need a DVR at this point.
Okay. Other people, a commonly asked question to Microsoft was, are gamer tags going to get slightly longer? Are you going to be able to come up with more creative stuff? Especially since a lot of us were wondering because we're running out of gamer tags. I mean, not like Apple 2259, but clever one. No, they're not going to get longer.
I didn't think so.
I'll answer that for you guys.
Who cares?
Who
really needs a longer one?
How many characteristics do you have right now?
I don't know. Rise like Phoenix fit, so I never...
I have Giant Shock 8025, and that's pretty decently long.
Max Barracuda's a nice long one.
Yeah.
Right. Well, people are just going
to get
more
20.
Creative.
To be honest with you, I think it's 20 characteristics.
I don't know.
If you can't work within 20, what are you doing? Don't write your name as a paragraph.
The headset, which is a great idea, and I'm very excited about, the headset is getting a audio upgrade. So the speaker in it's going to be better. It was streaming to the headset at 8 kilohertz with 14-bit resolution, and now it's going to be 24 kilohertz with 16-bit resolution. So you're going to hear your friends' voices clearer than ever.
I'm actually really psyched about that. As you know, I like the audio stuff, and I would actually pay extra for the actual system instead of getting the Kinects to get like a nice headset, like, you know, with shells and a fucking nice mic and stuff like that. It'd be sweet.
I have the Turtle Bay one, the really nice one.
Yeah, but that's a pain in the ass because you got to plug it into your system. And
I have the wireless one.
You have the wireless one?
Yeah. Oh. But at the same time, it just doesn't stream fast enough.
Yeah.
Like, the voices don't sound that much better. Where I gain it is I can hear people sneaking up on me in Halo and stuff. I can turn on the audio.
The sounds itself are fantastic because it puts 5.1 in your ears.
Right, but the voices are going to be upgraded, so finally you can hear what your friends actually sound like in real life. Gamer picks are now going to be able to be full-body HD. You can use your Kinects with it, and it was at 64 bits, and now it's going to be at full 1080p gamer picks. So you can set up whatever you want.
That's inconsequential to me. I just use a picture of my avatar.
I think that's cool. I think it's cool. Yeah, you know, I think it brings an element of...
I think everything in general is just the HD at this point.
I haven't changed my gamer pick since I got an Xbox 360.
I changed it constantly.
It's just a little picture of the fish, right?
Mine is just a little picture of my avatar.
Is your avatar?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was like a little barracuda, wasn't it?
So then you must have changed it because that wasn't available when you first got it.
No, the one that we developed is the fish. I never used that for my actual profile.
Well, now I'm going to be using that. Just so everybody knows, we all have symbols that...
we got logos.
...that Max and myself came up with that are particularly badass. The Rise Like Phoenix one's badass. Max came up with that. I came up with the Max Barracuda one. We switched up like that. It was very cute. It was a collabo for the Giant Shock thing, you know, and we'll be using those for our gamer tags now, I guess, right?
Yep.
Full 1080p?
Absolutely.
Rise Like Phoenix?
I'm not sure if I could do it in the old one. I mean, probably could, but you take like a flash drive and import art?
Not that I know of. I don't know anyone who's done it.
Well, I'm saying it has USB ports. You know, like you said you wanted to use your picture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, isn't that how you'd probably get it in? You just put it on a USB port and pop it in?
I've never seen somebody use their own picture as an Xbox.
Not your own picture. I'm talking about your own art. Like, Pete's an artist. He draws a bunch of
stuff. That's what I mean. I've never seen somebody download their own picture and use it as
They should be Xbox. Able to do that, I'm saying.
I don't think they can, though.
Well, what I'm saying is that should be the deal.
For the Xbox One?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, they should. And it should be $50. There's going to be a new flowing achievement throughout the year, which I like. They're going to have companies add a few achievements to have you replay games.
Without DLC?
Right.
Good.
Nice.
Like right? that a lot.
I like that, too.
No, that's awesome. Give us some replay value.
Right.
Something.
That feels nice.
A little free. Here you go.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's pretty much all the information. I mean, there's a ton, a flood of information that they answered on Igan.com called Ask Microsoft, but the rest of the questions were pretty much wait and see stuff. You know, those were the hard facts I kind of gave you.
Gotcha.
More in the news. Congratulations to Aaron Ace Elam, who won Halo 4 Championship. I'm sure you're listening. $200,000. It was held in Seattle.
It was a single player, like a multiplayer game. But I'm saying you won solo.
A solo win, not a team win.
Yeah.
It started off. The tournament started off with a free for all. Formation. You know, they would all do free for alls, and then the last four contestants faced off in one-on-one, and then obviously the
Did they also go teams, or is that a different tournament altogether?
That's a different tournament altogether. No, this was. This was 343 Studios' first time, I think, with the Halo franchise, and they did that.
I still don't get the whole competitive gaming thing.
It's fun to watch. It's exciting sport. To watch, man. I like it.
I don't know. I haven't been able to get into it. It's like watching your friends play a game. It's just not the same. I'd rather just pop in the game and play.
You've never watched some sick kills on YouTube or anything like that?
I don't want to watch that live, but if someone, you know, put like a 5-minute highlight clip with like music to it, I'd watch it.
I watched it. It was very exciting. The last one especially, man.
I'm not one for spectator sports as a whole, though.
So. Well, Aaron's brother is Kyle Elamite, if I'm pronouncing that right. Their last name is Elam. Kyle Elamite Warrior, and he won the Halo 3 National Tournament, too. So that's got to be a very...
Halo family.
Halo-esque family.
They're pretty good.
I hate to run into them just on the boards. Anyway, it was a very exciting match. I watched the last match. I believe I didn't write them down because I watched it and I was so excited about it. But I think the match started off. He was down to the other guy he faced was Justin. I got your pistola, Geese. That's his that's his name. And it was 4-1, if I remember. He was down. And then he brought it up and beat him. Well, whatever.
Oh, that's
exciting. It was also one of the first times that he ever played one-on-one. Whatever. You had to watch it. I like the progression, where it's going. In PS4 news, something that I wanted to talk about is that they have a new app out that if you purchase a game on your PS4 through the app, your PS4 will turn on as long as it's hooked up to the internet, download the entire game, and then turn off, even if you're not at home.
That's pretty cool.
I like that.
I like that, too.
That's cool.
Which brings me to the discussion that I wanted to do. At the end of each new segment now, we're going to do a little discussion. We're going to talk about things.
I don't know, I'm coming up with a fantasy glitch. I would also enjoy if I had a phone app that would just turn my PlayStation on, booted up, get rid of all the downloads real quick, and then when I got home,
like a remote start for your car.
Yeah. I would imagine
when you don't
want to
go
download,
outside.
I would imagine maybe it's going to do that. I mean, the app, it's got to be multifunctional.
I don't necessarily need to download the game, but just boot it up, get rid of all the downloads real quick
while you're commuting home.
Yeah, and then when I get home, it's like you know, PlayStation. All right, ready to play.
All right, fellas. The discussion point this week.
Okay.
That I wanted to ask you guys. With all the flip-flopping Microsoft's been doing, like the yes, we're going to digital share. No, we're not going to digital share. Yes, there's going to be voice recognition, but not in all markets and all that. Do you think someone could legitimately claim a bit of false advertising for maybe a refund? Because I don't think there's any other product out there. I mean, I know there's a lot of products out there, like a car manufacturer, for example, who might try things out and inevitably they don't work out, like, swivel headlights or something.
Let me ask
they don't,
you this.
Hold on. They don't pre-sale these cars. You know what I mean? You can't pre-sale on something and then the car comes to you and you're like, where are those swivel headlights you guys talked about? And they're like, ah, whatever, we cut those out. F you.
Well, they do pre-sale cars.
Right. But they don't sell them on that particular point and then take it out. I mean, that's not done. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about like a Ferrari or a Porsche or whatever each year, right?
Pretty much any car you can pre-order.
It's not like, okay. Well, yeah, but nobody's pre-ordering a Hyundai Elantra.
My question is, I didn't pre-order one. Okay. If you go to GameStop, whatever, you pre-order one, you can cancel your pre-order, no?
Yeah.
So what's the big deal? You cancel your pre-order. If you don't like them flip-flopping back, cancel it.
You can even take the pre-order you have and throw it over to the other system.
To the other side.
Right, but at the same time, I'm sure there are stores out there. You're talking about a very gamer-friendly store.
I'm talking about, like, all right, that's one example.
What about
I don't
Walmart?
See any...
Can you do it at Walmart? I don't know that. I don't buy
I don't
from
see
Walmart.
Why not.
They just might be against policy.
I mean, just return it.
It's a product that's not out in stores.
You could return it. I mean, you could go get it that day and just return it.
For the sheer amount of people who bitched at Microsoft, I'd imagine there's not too many people going the other way. If there are, they have outs.
I'm sure there's also like a...
And let's be clear real quick. You're going to buy one anyway.
Yeah. Realistically, I'm sure so they don't get like sued, there's probably a little paragraph underneath the advertisement saying like subject to, you know, the change, blah, 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 blah.
Just saying, if you're a gamer, you're going to get one.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Not get one?
You can get a PS4.
You're probably going to do that anyway.
Yeah, but any reputable game... you know, place would let you take your pre-order and switch it over to the other one
and flip it over. They still get to keep your money.
Yeah, they would go there.
I'm sure you could do that at a Best Buy or
you know, let's just say even you get day one, you could return it. Like I'm sure the game place is gonna be like, no, we won't take this. It'll sell it instantaneously. Like,
all right, well that discussion didn't go as long as I wanted to, so I'll bring up the one I wanted to bring up next week, and that is PlayStation is going up. As far as I'm concerned, the news that keeps on coming out with PlayStation, I like more and more.
Saying their stock's rising in your head.
In my head, it wasn't much of a competition, and now they are neck to neck, because what with them talking about Virgin Mobile maybe giving the gamers their own broadband and this app thing, and everything that they say sounds nice, and Xbox is kind of going down a little bit. It's kind of hit a seesaw for me. And do you guys think if the last hurdle for me in my mind is the friends list, do you think if they came out with a comparable way of moving your Xbox friends list to PlayStation 4 that you guys would be PlayStation guys?
I'm thinking of going PlayStation anyway.
Right, but I mean, that's kind of the last hurdle for me.
Their online system sucks in general. The whole menus, the way it works.
Well, currently. We don't know what it's going to be now.
Currently, as far as that goes.
I bet Xbox One's online is going to be much easier.
Well, they've had a head start.
You know what?
Right.
I'm going to toot the American horn. I'm going to buy American.
So you're not buying any system?
Right.
Xbox is owned by Bill Gates. It's American-ish.
Okay. If you want to go American-ish.
American-esque.
Right.
I mean, still made, you know.
Still made by...
Like it's cheaper to make
it. Sweatshop workers earning nickels.
They earn
the
like
day.
A couple of cents a day. I mean, how could you beat that?
It's $100 cheaper, yeah. So maybe.
Yeah, man, but I don't know. I was only joking with the buying American, but like, I really don't feel that... I really feel like PlayStation is leaps and bounds behind Xbox as far as multiplayer gaming. And I, like, half the fun to me for games is the multiplayer part. Like, I do enjoy going through the campaign, But if a game wants to have any life at all, it's got to have a great multiplayer, and PlayStation does not have any multiplayer. Plus, I've already built up, you know, since 2005, my friends list, like you said. You know, we're talking about 7 years, it was 8 years of friends on that, and I don't see myself solo only going PS4 just from the fact that I'd lose my Xbox Live friends.
Like, right, and this is the first time, I think, in a cycle of video games that people have been brand
loyal.
I've
been brand loyal before.
Oh, I haven't. Every time a system comes out, I'm really good.
You said Nintendo. You said you get Nintendo because you were brand loyal.
But I wasn't brand loyal like, I love Nintendo, I hate other systems. I just got burned a couple times picking other systems, so I was like, oh, Nintendo must be the best. But this is the first time that I feel a little loyalty.
Well, you're an adult now. I think that's a difference. I've been a Nintendo guy my entire life. Until recently, thank you Wii U, that I just don't give a fuck about Nintendo anymore. I don't have any loyalty. It's whichever system's going to work for you. Whichever one you like best. I'm not a multiplayer guy. PlayStation sounds just fine to me.
Well, I'm also a franchise-driven dude, and Xbox has a lot more of my franchises that
I
like.
Even the franchises they have, to me, are starting to wear thin. I don't care about Halo anymore as much as
I used
to.
Well, again, those are multiplayer franchises.
I don't care about
Gears. You're not a multiplayer dude.
And a lot of these games that I do care about are coming out cross-platform.
Right, you like playing the computer.
But I'm saying you're. Right. I'm going to say you're probably one of the few people who don't play any multiplayer. I don't know.
I think multiplayer is big, but you guys are in the multiplayer world, so you see all the people. I know a lot of people who can't be bothered with multiplayer.
Every time I go on to, you know, Call of Duty or Gears, they have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people.
I'm sure it's Call of Duty and it's Gears.
Right. And
Call
Halo.
Of Duty is like, it's not, it's everybody. Everyone plays fucking Call of Duty.
You just said that you're not in the minority, though.
I'm probably in the minority. I'm just saying that minority is not as small as you would think. It's not six people out there who are only playing campaign games.
I definitely think it's much smaller. I think it's probably under 20%.
I don't know about that.
I would go with that.
I think it's more kids that play multiplayer, more adults who play single.
I think it's more kids that play single player.
I think more adults are playing multiplayer than ever.
Really? I don't see it.
Adult males 18 to 40?
I think if anything, it's the exact opposite. I think it's kids who are not allowed to play multiplayer.
Like, you have children growing up. At what point will you let your two children start playing multiplayer gaming?
High school.
Like, when they're
about
13,
14? That's what I mean by kids. I sign online, all I hear is kids, all I'm playing with kids. I'm playing a fighting game and I'm just doing random matchups. 9 out of 10 times, it's some teenager or a guy maybe in his 20s.
Well, when I go into a Gears room or Call of Duty room, whatever, I'd say that there's, you know, let's say there's 12
totally
people in the room.
Mix.
I think that there's probably from 18 to 40, there's probably, you know, 90% of the people, then there's one kid that's a kid.
Right.
He's like 13, 12
years
old.
I'm not saying kids. I'm saying teenagers. I'm saying, you know, into their young adulthood. And, you know, a lot of people... You guys are the guys I know who play online, who play multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone does.
No, not everyone does.
I know plenty of people who don't.
Well, how do you know? Because you don't play multiplayer.
Oh, I actually go and talk to people in person.
Associated with them.
It's this little thing called...
Yo, you want to go home and play by yourself? Fuck yeah. I'll see you not there.
It's called getting up off your couch.
It's called planting yourself on your couch, not putting the headset on, just going solo.
Just so you know, also, on a side note, when I play multiplayer, I'm all across my living room. I'm like leaning on the couch. I'm burnt. You know.
Yeah, yo. When you play a multiplayer match and you're in a team and you fucking have an intense matchup, you get off your couch and start yelling at the screen, man. There's definitely been times where I got intense about it.
And I enjoy facing humans. You know, I like.
I think
we're totally getting off the subject. This is not multiplayer versus single player.
That's the last thing I want to say about the multiplayer thing, though. I remember the first Gears game where. It was the best with the shit talking and the teens, just because you couldn't talk until you all got in that room at once. And then, like, I remember
that was my favorite.
And everyone would be like, let's say it's a long, long match, and the last two guys are on at once, you know, for the match. And then one guy would kill the other guy, and then you get in the room, and everyone's like, ah, going crazy. Like,
that sounds like hell to me.
No, there was a death screen, but I'll say this: there were a couple of us who are rather good with the words. I would say, especially when we're playing multiplayer. where somebody would die. They'd be the first one to die, and the whole team would be over there. And I'd be like, I gotta die so I can hear what this guy's saying. I know he's saying he's foul defending stuff. Us rather vehemently. All right. Anyway, that was the discussion. We got very off topic. I don't even really know what the multiplayer versus single player was.
It was about Xbox losing ground to PS4 because the only thing they really had on them was the Xbox Live, mm-hmm. and that became multiplayer versus single player.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's very rare I could bring up that I'm a single player gamer without getting shouted down.
Who shot that?
Well, no, you get kind of condescending about multiplayer. Anyway.
Condescending? This is not for me.
You're very kind. This is actually on record.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back.
By saying it's not for me and I don't think I'm alone?
That's not what you said, though.
What did I say?
Anyway, we're going to go into the test.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Test. Anyway, this week's test is going to be about fighter games. The first round, it's going to be a two-round thing, and the first round is going to be about fighters that did survive into the 2000s, and the second round is going to be fighters that unfortunately stayed in the 90s. This one you guys have done before. It's in other words, test is what I call it, which is I say something like, for example, I'll give an example, like Dead Space might be...
Was this like
not alive galaxy, like just right. kind of like a, you know, I'm just.
I would play Not Alive Galaxy, man.
Sounds good. I play that.
That would be so boring. But you guys catch a drift. I give you guys words in replacement, synonyms, if you will, of the actual titles. I think you'll both do very well on this test. The prediction is Max Barracuda will win. Let's do it. First round is fighters that survived well into the 2000s. We're going to go with Avenue Aggressor.
Street Fighter.
Giant Shout?
Street Fighter. you pointed to me.
Right, I know, but I'm trying to give people at home a little time.
I thought you... All right, whatever.
I was just letting you guys know which one hit it first. Okay. Slayer Impulse. Axe Barracuda.
Killer Instinct.
Overcast Hunters. Mr. Giant Shark.
Darkstalkers.
Overkill. Okay.
Nice. Unfairness, Deities Abound.
Wait, deities?
Deities.
Okay.
Unfairness, Deities Abound.
Nah.
Injustice, Gods Among Us.
Ah, damn it.
Right.
Now it makes sense.
The only word I knew was going to be there was God, but I was like...
Yeah, I was running with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like God's
God
around?
Fighter? Mortal God, God Combat?
No, you said Unfairness, Deities Abound. I was like, cheesy gods everywhere?
And the last one in the category, Cadaverous or Breathing? Mr. Max Barracuda.
Dead or Alive.
Oh, I forgot about that game.
At the end
most people
of
did.
Round one, we have a 2-on-2.
You ever see that movie?
Didn't Jimmy President?
It's a pile of horse
shit. Yeah, she was. 2 points all around.
Tied up.
This last round is going to be fighters that only, unfortunately, didn't make it to 2000s, that only exist in the 90s.
Old franchises.
Uh-huh. There are 5 questions to prevent a tie. Here we go. Everlasting Victors. Max Barracuda.
Eternal Champions.
Nice.
Was that a Neo Geo game?
Genesis. Genesis. Terracotta Warriors. Max Barracuda.
Going out on a limb. Clay Fighter?
Nice.
Terracotta.
This one you guys might get. That's also an exhibit right now at Discovery in the New York City. Discovery.
What, the Terracotta?
Yeah, Terracotta Soldiers? Warriors, yeah.
I would love to see that, actually.
That was a fun game.
Oh, no. Clay Fighters is not the exhibit. It's Terracotta Warriors.
Oh.
It's just a bunch of... Well, whatever.
The game was fun. I like the game.
Right. Next one we're going to go with is Ancient Anger.
A Primal Rage.
Nice.
You don't like to wait till he calls on you, huh?
I know. It hurts.
Sorry about that. At home.
All right. This one, right after, is called Deadly Rage. This one's a difficult one.
Wait, no.
One more time.
Deadly Rage. That's a no-go for either?
Nah, I got nothing.
Fatal Fury.
Fatal Fury. Yeah, that is a tough one.
You know what? Neither of you got this, so Giant Shark has the chance to tie for the week. Last question of the night. Chasm Duelists. Max Barracuda.
Pit Fighter?
For the win.
Nice. Chasm.
Yep. Nice.
Pit Fighters.
Nice. Alright, so hopefully people had fun with that. I had fun with it. I had fun coming up with it.
I like that game.
Thank you, thesaurus.com. Okay, so now we're bringing back an old favorite of mine. Fantasy Glitch. Fantasy Glitch is a section... Yeah,
feel
nice,
relaxed,
right?
Now.
Uh-huh. Fantasy Glitch is a section where we all come up with a little something that could make a game that we're currently playing just a little bit better, just a tiny bit better, you know? Just something we, you know, we're playing and we like it, but wish that was there. Anyway, let me set the mood for you fellas right now.
We're getting sued.
Giant Shock?
Well, I'm currently playing Call of Duty, and the zombie mode, they always have like a pretty cool like story part to it, but in the end the game is just basically survival. I would like if they incorporated the actual story that you watch before into the actual game itself, other than the fact that you're just playing as the characters that were in the little movie part. Like this new one I'm playing with the World War II has, you know, just kind of pretty epic story involved to it, and they actually build these characters up in this like 3-4 minute movie. And then basically you just run around killing zombies after that. But then there's a lot of stuff to find. So I would like to definitely incorporate more of a story part, even a campaign part, to the zombie mode. And then two, in those zombie modes, man, please give me a map where of all the items I have to find. It is a pain in the ass.
Oh, like that little girl you were talking about, just maybe a little something on how to do it.
Because I actually, usually me and my friends we do look online, do the run through, because it's very, very complicated how to fucking do everything, right? It's not just like, oh, this is where the piece is that you've been missing. It's like, it's ridiculous how like much, you know, stuff you have to do to get some of these things, right? And this current one was a 2-hour walkthrough on a fucking multiplayer board, like how to get everything. And
okay.
I would like maybe a map or more clues on how to just not have to go always online and try to just like watch some guy do it.
You know? Okay, yeah. I feel what you're saying. Max?
All right. Well, since I'm playing the Ninja Turtles, added the Shadows, one of the highlights of the game is how each turtle has his own fighting style, own moveset. I want to see some unlockables. I want to see some other characters that you can jump in and do some challenge maps with.
Casey.
I want to play as Splinter. I want to play as Casey Jones.
Casey, my favorite.
You briefly play as April in the story mode. Why not?
What about General Bananas?
Sure. Wingnut?
Sergeant Bananas.
Sergeant Bananas.
Sergeant Bananas.
Wing
the
bane
of my brother's
existence. Leatherhead.
The four frogs, remember that?
Yeah, put in Shredder. Let you play a Shredder. You got all the character models. They all
I'm not positive who owns them, but how awesome would it just be if Battletoads were in it?
The Battletoads, yeah. Or the Biker Mice from Mars.
The Neutrinos.
The Sharks.
Street Sharks.
Street Sharks.
Street Sharks.
All the knockoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, the Neutrinos would be cool. Mm-hmm. I forgot about the Neutrinos. They were Dimension X's.
Yeah,
they were annoying.
They had the greatest car toy.
And the worst hairdos.
The wheels go up.
And they had a turret in the back.
Right.
I don't know why every car in the Neutrino universe had a turret.
Everything had a turret.
But like the cars.
But
like
they never busted a shot, you know?
You had the pizza shooter?
You know what I never got, at least with the Neutrinos, where they're from Dimension X, which is like basically a lava planet full of like this army. And then
people.
And then you just have the Neutrinos rocking around 1950s style.
Yeah, the beboppers.
Yeah, and they were just like punk kids. Like, how did you get involved in this planet?
I think they explained it once. I want to say they did.
It was the 80s cartoon. Nothing made sense.
Uh-huh.
Nothing made sense in that. It didn't have to back then.
Yes.
So put them in. An unlockable dude with specific... I mean, you know what's great with that? Castle Crashers is great with that. At least a downloadable character.
Well, you have almost 30 years of Ninja Turtle shit to fall back on. Give me old school Krang and the giant body. I want to do some fighting as him.
It would be really cool, especially how this game plays, to fight giant Krang. Like, you know, like fight him level to level to level and finally get to his like head.
I don't like the new Krangs. They're stupid.
They're not nearly as awesome. But I used to love how Krang was kind of like Cobra to like Commander Cobra, where he was just like a big dick, and then he used to fall out of his little body, and Shredder would pick him up.
Yeah.
He'd be like, "Help me, Shredder!"
And he had that horrible voice. And he was,
"Oh my god, it was awful."
Help me, Shredder! The Turtles would always knock his ass out of that thing, and then he'd be a dick to Shredder up until that point.
And he had this big, stupid Homer Simpson body. He'd throw a bomb around it.
His arms were always out, you know, like he was holding two invisible beach balls.
So if you're going to build the ultimate body for this alien overlord, why is it a dumpy-looking bald guy in his underpants?
With a fork on his top of his dome.
And what happened to the Technodrome?
Why did it fully display his ugly brain body? Like, exactly. Why couldn't he just have a little, you know, like the Men in Black thing?
I'm not 100%. I forget, since it's been so long since I watched the cartoon, but did Krang get bigger when it got bigger? Or is he still just little ass?
No, he
Krang?
Got big with it.
Yeah?
Yeah, he got big with it. It didn't really make a lot of sense. The Turtles TV show wasn't really physics based. So they really just didn't really give a crap.
Dimension X is not real?
Well, if you go back to the first run of the Turtles, there's so many mistakes in the art where like you'll be looking at Michelangelo and he has a red bandana on.
Oh, that happened constantly.
There's always their little number, their letters are switching back and forth.
Although, little tidbit from the comic book company, in the comic book, all of them were red.
They were red in the early days. Actually, in the early days, they were black and white. Like, you couldn't even tell.
Right,
want to point out, there's a great animated movie from a few years back. I forget the name of it exactly, but it's not hard to look up. It was the last incarnation of the Ninja Turtles from the 2000s. Dimension jump into the 1980s cartoon. So you have ones that are really messing people up, and then the other ones who were like, dude, we're throwing trash cans at him and nothing's happening.
No, that was a movie.
Yeah, it was an animated movie.
It was good. It was very good. I saw that.
Yeah.
A couple of them, though, right? They weren't there. Well, then they jumped into the comic.
They jumped into the 8 old original comics, which were like Frank Miller style.
All right.
Where they were super dark and gritty.
Right.
And those turtles are badasses.
I love that movie.
They were like threatening to cut Shredder's head off.
And all right. Anyway, my fantasy glitch, getting back to it.
We're not doing the Ninja Turtle album.
Right, it's not the Ninja Turtle podcast.
Well, that game just came out, and it's still so fucking awesome.
But yeah.
Listen to my new podcast, The Ninja Turtle Hour, coming soon.
Anyway, let's get back on track.
Someone's getting through.
Not me, though. My name's not on this. Anyway,
My copyright Disney.
My new fantasy glitch is... See, Saints Row, which I just beat, obviously, like I was talking about, you get the superpowers and you run around, and I played it on the hardest mode, which is what I play everything on, and it's still not that hard. So I would like a mode in it. It would totally make me play the game entirely different, in which I don't have superpowers, in which I just play like the old school Saints Row game.
Why not? It's all there. All the vehicles are there. All the weapons are probably there.
There's really not much to the game that I couldn't have beat without the superpowers. I mean, they give you enough wacky vehicles like the flying UFOs and all sorts of shit that they're famous for.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see that implemented more and more in different games. Like, just do a couple little tweaks, and it'll change the entire game around. You know?
Give it a whole new replay value.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about the Spider-Man games take away his powers, because that game would suck.
Well, being Spider-Man without your powers, that'd be rough.
Right.
But, like, a mortal mode in Saints Row would be sweet.
Yeah.
It'd be a whole other reason to play through it.
Yep. Totally. And give me a fatty achievement bonus for...
Yeah, it's like 1999 mode in Bioshock.
And that game, a little bit off track, in that game, is there any, like, ridiculous achievements that, like, are pretty crazy? Because that game itself is pretty goofy.
I haven't ran into... Well, just the making out with everybody on the ship is pretty funny. You know? I mean, like, when... I'm not ruining it, again, because they have a commercial that says Gat is back, but Johnny Gat comes back, and, you go to kiss him, and he's like, no, everything will change. And you go, no, everything will change. He's like, nothing will change. And then you just start aggressively making out. It's funny. It's just funny. Anyway, so that was Fantasy Glitch. I hope everybody agrees with us.
Or don't. Who cares?
Right. I just hope. Anyway, we're going to go into Meet a Developer.
Hello.
How's it hanging?
What's up? Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
This week we're going to go over Naughty Dog and what to expect when you see their logo. First off, you should expect that you're going to be on Sony, since Sony owns them now. You're not going to find them anywhere else but a PlayStation. And now PlayStation 4, most likely, for the next game.
I would assume so. All their big franchises are PSP.
Besides Uncharted and Last of Us, do they have any current franchises?
No current franchises, but I'll tell you why in a second. They were founded in 1984 as Jam Software, and in 1989 they became Naughty Dog. They were founded by Andy Gavin and Jason Rubin as an independent publisher, and they were bought by Sony in 2001. They are responsible for Way of the Warrior, Crash Bandicoot, Jack and Dexter, Uncharted, and The Last of Us. They're also very notorious for not only doing only one game at a time, rather than having a studio that does multiple games, but they really only do one series at a time. And that gets a lot of negative responses from the fans, as you would imagine.
Well, the people just want more from them.
Right, Jack and Dexter is gone.
But I mean, like, half the... You know, how good their games are is because they're focused on one goal, you know?
Right, but hopefully they don't let Uncharted fall to the wayside. That's too big now.
I know, it's funny when you look at their game list in the amount of time since they've been around. And starting in 96, it was Crash, Crash 2, Crash Warped, Crash Racing. No more Crashes after that. Then it became Jack, Jack 2, Jack 3, Jack X. No more Jack games. And then it was the Uncharteds. And then...
Last of Us really
seem to drop the whole title after a while.
Well, that's what they do, but Last of Us is scaring me because I need to see more Uncharted. You know?
Uncharted was a huge financial success. I don't think you can get away with dropping
that. I gotta say, that's probably PlayStation's biggest solo title, right? Like, that's exclusively them, right?
He's iconic.
Yeah.
Nathan Drake is iconic for PlayStation.
I mean, it's bigger than God of War, I feel.
Now it is. I think God of War took a little spill. I think he fell off the mountain a little bit.
Well, once you get into crappy prequel territory where it's nothing new, I'm talking to you, Gears of War.
Speaking of Uncharted, I named my son Nathan after Nathan Drake because that's just the kind of guy I am. I think Uncharted, they got very lucky with the fact that Nathan Drake is a very familiar character to us. He wasn't very groundbreaking. In any sense of the word.
He's just a white guy in his early 30s with brown hair.
Well, not even that, but he's just that roguish, good-looking...
Smart-ass
dude. But the game still just hit the spot, man. I just like the game.
Well, they were super cinematic, and they pretty immersive.
They really did. Their games were good-looking games.
Are less games and more movies.
Right. But even the storyline, I mean, I've seen the Treasure Hunter thing before. I can't tell you why I like them. I just like them.
Naughty Dog, do they write the scripts to these games?
Oh, yeah.
They develop everything.
Then they do a really good job because... So The Last of Us is one of the better games. I'm almost done with it at this point, but, you know, it's one of the better games I've ever played.
Naughty Dog, story-wise. Yeah, Naughty Dog if you see a Naughty Dog logo when you walk into your local game, game hut, hopefully, but game shop, at least, you can expect a lot of good dialogue. They're generally, I don't know who's doing the dialogue over there, but bravo, sir. You can also expect most likely an action-adventure game, and it's going to be, again, to describe it as kind of a linear game in which your paths are kind of chosen, unfortunately, because I don't normally go...
It's great.
Well, the modern franchises are very much so. Linear, story-based.
It's graphically going to look fantastic.
It's going to graphically be dynamite.
Yeah. Funny, all single-player.
Yeah.
When you think about it, right?
Right.
I don't think...
Didn't The Last Uncharted have a multiplayer?
Did it?
No.
I didn't think...
It was Tomb Raider then.
Oh, no. I mean, they had a multiplayer, but I mean, when you call it a multiplayer, it was a joke.
It's not a...
it was a joke.
Not a Call of Duty.
Right.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying it did have
a multiplayer. They did, but...
Yeah, Assassin's Creed has a multiplayer. No one plays that shit.
Right, exactly. It's along that same boat. They're riding in the same boat.
Mm.
You know, they're on the same bus. Them, Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider, I had fun with the multiplayer, believe it or not, but...
It's just an interesting fact, and like we were talking about earlier, in today's day and age, where it seems like everyone's going multiplayer, why do you think they're not?
Well, I think that they like Giant Shock said, they are a very story-driven thing, and it's hard to get drive that home with the multiplayer.
Well, when you only have, you know, one finish line ahead of you for, you know, there's no point to put a multiplayer when you take so long to put out a game.
Well, I'm just saying, even Mass Effect eventually even caved and put in a multiplayer.
Really? That's
one. Again, Uncharted has one. It's just not that great.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know anyone.
And I can't see one working in The Last of Us.
No.
Last of Us would be kind of fun to have multiplayer. I mean, not a multiplayer in the sense, it's like a Batman multiplayer. It's a
stealth-based game.
I'm saying not a multiplayer.
You mean a couple people control clickers and one person's Joel?
I meant like, you know, there's a bunch of like clickers and you basically have to just guide your way through just like, like, but in like all goofy type of maps and stuff like that. I'm not talking about a legit multiplayer. I'm talking about just bonus, you know, levels that had nothing to do with the story. Like just for fun, like Batman. You know, you just beat up everybody.
Mm. Yeah. On a side note, an interesting little tidbit about them is they share a building with Insomniac Games.
This I found interesting.
And they actually have a close relationship. They
you could almost call it they rip each other off, almost.
Right, they have fun joking around. In the 90s, they had Crash Bandicoot, obviously, and Insomniac came out with Spyro, so they had a little...
cutesy mascot off?
Yeah, a little cutesy mascot off, and then they came out with Jax and Dexter, and, of course, Insomniac is responsible for Ratchet and Clank. So that's fun, and now they're really on the Uncharted, and Insomniac is going Resistance. So they kind of went a little different. Yeah, I'm sure they're walking around with a little strutness.
Well, I know fucking Naughty Dog walked out with their chest puffed up.
Right, but they're different.
Hey,
they're
guys,
different.
You games. Up for Game of the Year too? No.
Right. They're very different games, though. You know?
Yeah, Resistance is just terrible.
I didn't like it.
The story was no good, and the gameplay was awful.
Anyway, to reiterate, with Naughty Dog, expect a very cinematic experience, a good story.
And all around, worth your money for the...
Action. All around, a pretty good
move. It's worth your money to buy their game.
Right.
Definitely, each time.
Right. All right, so that was me, the developer. Anyone have anything else to say about Naughty Dog?
They're great.
Keep putting out quality titles.
Right, they rock. Don't they?
You've been keeping us single-player gamers alive with your immersive stories, so thank you.
All 20%.
All 20% of us. All 20 of us, fuck it.
Old school game of the week, folks.
Old school game of the week.
Old school like the old school.
Taking a page out of the Naughty Dog book, let's hit it. What have I got? Crash Bandicoot.
Well, I'm about to run through this bitch right here.
What the hell happened? Crash Bandicoot, I loved him when he first came out, and unfortunately he is the only mascot for a system that I really know that went down.
The face of PlayStation.
He was. Right. What happened? I mean, those commercials, does anyone remember those commercials where he was actually in the suit?
The guy in the suit yelling at people?
They were great.
I love the fact that he was like one of the only animal mascots that just wore clothes. Like he had his like
he had the pants
jean,
on. He had
the jean shorts, whatever, with the gloves and stuff, man. Right. He looked like he's a breakdancer or something. It's pretty sweet.
I mean, they were cool. I don't know how they would fare up today, like what path they would have taken, because Naughty Dog just kind of stopped doing them.
I loved Crash had that prison body, bro. It was all upper body.
The skinny little tiny legs.
And then he just jacked up on top.
Yeah. And he stole a Tasmanian spin.
Amurunga.
Amurunga. I don't know, man. I mean, like, I think their downfall was them trying to be Mario too much, like maybe the racer.
I think the world kind of just moved on from that kind of character.
I think that they left it, you know, as a nice memory of the mid-90s, late-90s, and they moved on to bigger projects.
The cutesy mascot games were kind of a product of its time. The only one that still holds on is Nintendo.
Right.
No other system. Xbox doesn't fuck around with that.
Yeah, they got rid of Abe.
Like Abe, was that even their guy, Abe?
I think they were pushing for it.
No, the original launch of the system, since like Abe was like the colors of the system and shit, he was their mascot.
But he was an ugly dude.
Think about the marketplace, too. When you're competing with Nintendo, you got to compete with Mario, so you get a Crash. After Nintendo takes a bit of a dip, you're competing with Xbox, you're competing with Gears of War, and games like Halo. You're not going to go cutesy sidekick.
I think it had more to do with the... just Naughty Dog not wanting to come out with more. Like that could have been. They do.
I'm sure if they backed up a truck full of money, they would have handed him another.
Well, they handed
Crash.
Him off
if
to
PlayStation
another.
Was really thirsty for more
studio Crash. Anyway. I mean, Crash gets a little bit of love.
If Crash, I'm sorry, if PlayStation was thirsty for more Crash, they would have just bought the rights to the character and just put slap.
They have the rights to the character. They own Naughty Dog.
They own Naughty Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then if PlayStation was really thirsty, they would just fucking make them do another one.
I just don't think there's a place for him in 2013.
No, I think they switched to Sackboy, really. I think Sackboy is more of the...
Sackboy is definitely, this like, the last 10 years, that's their
that's their go-to. Absolutely.
Right. The best part about Sackboy, he's such a impression of this generation, where he's so customizable, he's online, like, you know, you could use him as more... He's more than just a side-scroller.
That new one's coming out for PlayStation 4. It looks amazing.
Yeah, I love the old dude, man.
I know you do.
Yeah,
I know. Fun games. You're the Sackboy general. Or whatever you want to know.
They're a lot of fun, man.
Yeah. All right, so Max, I know you got a couple of tidbits from interesting facts about Crash.
Yep. Credit where credit's due. Found these on DidYouKnowGaming.com, which is probably the best site out there for video game trivia. So we got like Crash's original name was Wuzzle. Wes or Wezzy, they went through all three, the Wombat, or Ozzy the Otzel. They decided Crash Bandicoot later on.
Yeah, I guess a little better.
Rang off the, you know, came and out they, a little easier than.
And they were going a little
Wuzzle
bit of
the Wombat?
They were going a little bit of the Stan Lee route.
Where the alliteration.
I bet you if you could be a fly on the wall, there was probably lines drawn in the sand like, Wuzzy the Wazzle. No, it's not working out.
Ozzy the Otzel.
Guys, this is stupid.
Also, Dr. Neo Cortex, the villain, was based off of the brain from Pinky and the Brain. And when you look at the two side by side, it's pretty obvious. It's kind of funny.
I always thought he looked more like the guy from Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers, the evil scientist from him.
I don't remember the bad guy so much.
Me neither.
That's him.
Also, remember the guy was like, cheese. He's like mustache. But anyway.
Yeah.
Also, Crash, during development, was known as the Sonic Ass Game because it was compared to Sonic, but since the rear view camera, you were always staring at Crash's ass before they named him Sonic's Ass Game.
Okay.
I always had a lot more fun with Crash than I did with Sonic, to be honest with you.
Well, it was a different point in my life, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying I should have been out of that mode at that point. Like, those side-scroll games got way less fun to me.
Crash it in a side-scroller. It's a...
But I'm saying, like, a platform or whatever.
Right. Platform.
Okay, one more little one which I found funny. There's an animation of Crash being crushed, and it's got pretty much his head on his shoes, in a little cartoon way.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't use that in the Japanese release because it reminded too many people of a Japanese serial killer who was at large at the time of the game's release. Who would do that? He would chop off his victim's head and leave it with their shoes. So they decided not to go with the silly little smashed animation.
On a side note, did they ever catch that guy? Or is that guy still running around?
No, he blended in.
Still at large.
Ouch. That sucks. Anyway, I'm not going to talk too much about the gameplay because it was a platformer that never really had much of a story, but it had a place in my heart.
It had a couple of varieties. Side-scroll, rear view. Like, it had some different...
Right, modes. But I'm talking about the plot.
Oh, the plot mode. Who gives a shit about the plot?
Right. Neo, I think Neo always got your woman, which looked a lot like you with blonde ponytail.
Well, she was also a bandicoot.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I remember the chick now. She had a little skirt, right?
Yes.
She had a ponytail.
Yeah. Little blonde ponytail. Anyway, I think I would play a downloadable version.
I would.
Of a new Crash Bandicoot.
I would. I don't know if I'd buy it, but I would like to maybe get my hands on it one night.
And
maybe
what about if Insomniac Games and them had a merger of old ones, like Crash versus Spyro and Jack and Dexter versus Ratchet and Clank?
As far as my... those types of games go, I mean, I'm not really too into them. You have to really break new ground. Like, the only one that I could even tell you that I would even play if they ever came out with another one was Meat Boy, just because that was so funny and different. Like,
okay. I don't know where Meat Boy came from, but...
Well, because it's a platformer, you know?
Right.
Those different types of games. I'm not really too into them. That and the was...
I know you like the Double Dragon one that came out.
That's I mean, side scroll. I'm not, I know, just jumping,
I know,
around like I'm fighting.
Wait, I know.
It's just, I think what has to happen with Crash, but otherwise they have to just sell the character off to another studio who's willing to do it. Naughty Dog's not going to touch him anymore.
I think Sony did hand it off for like the handhelds and whatnot like that, but they definitely didn't give a studio a go ahead on a full fledged $60 game.
Some to Nintendo, some let them put him on the DS.
Man. Yeah, yeah. Convince Nintendo to put him in a Smash Brothers game.
Right.
Get some interest going.
That, I'd be down if that would happen. I would definitely be like, oh man, Crash Bandicoot.
He would be the dude I would grab. You know, he would be my main man. As of now, I can't wait to use Mega Man.
Yeah, right. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just shocked that they waited so long. Not that I know it's like licenses and all that stuff, but it took that long to get him into that game. Like,
we could do a whole podcast of people I think should have been in there. I don't know where Bomberman's at either, but throw him in there. What are you doing?
Vector Man.
Well, Vector Man, that would be awesome.
Well, just a quick question for the Smash Brothers. Is with Mega Man's in it, but is Dr. Wily or anything else of
probably
Mega Man?
Board wise, I would imagine he has a board,
and I would assume there's probably those pop in characters
Cut
that are used as weapons.
Yeah, Boulder
like
Man.
The Pokemon are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll do something like that.
Because I would love if that was the case, where like, you know, just like the Pokemon, you get, you know, pick.
Well, Sonic was in the last one, and there was no Sonic level. There was no side Sonic characters.
Nothing.
So I don't know. Same thing with Solid Snake. Nothing.
Salt Snake had a board.
He had a board at least.
But
he's too hardcore to have.
Really...
He's too hardcore to have like extra things around. Like,
yeah, you're not gonna have
like Liquid Snake,
Psycho Mantis shows up and fucks up your whole game.
Right, right, but I bet they bring a lot of Mega Man franchise to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all right, that's this week for you. I hope you guys learned a lot about the Xbox and Naughty Dog and.
Crash Bandicoot.
And
Ninja
Jazz.
Turtles.
Ninja Turtles. Alright. So.
Cowabunga?
Cowabunga, dude.
Cowabunga?
There you go.
Cowabunga! Is that seriously you're not going to say anything?
I mean, I guess I could say the outro.
Say, I made that funny.
Right. I made it funny.